I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week, Adam. Every fucking week.
Mm. Can't call Big Fatty because he's retired and super tight.
Yeah.
Is he tight at this point?
Big Fatty hasn't been tight for years.
I mean, come on. Big Fatty is a lot of things. I don't know that I would say tight. That would not be, yeah.
You know, you had like five adjectives that you had to choose for Big Fatty. Right? Courteous, lovable, friendly.
Boisterous, maybe.
Boisterous, yeah. Insane.
Sure.
But not tight.
Not tight. Accommodating. Lamont Cranston says accommodating.
Continuing on.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Is he tight at this point?
Big Fatty hasn't been tight for years.
I mean, come on.
Big Fatty, you forgot what to say. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 63 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 12th of May, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Oh, Big Fatty, off the rails. Hello, brain farts. Big Fatty, that's you. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, your brain farts, because y'all, I just start talking, and it just left me. It just left me, you know. It's kind of like a Crooked Hat, you know. He has to hear a certain note in the music to know exactly what to say. Big Fatty Crooked Hat, did he used to do a little show? Way back in the day, he did one. And then he went on the Sea Hags path of Big Fatty. You really can't remember shit. The Sea Hags path of a pod fading. Oh yes, Big Fatty. 5 days a week to a few days a week to 1 day a week to well whenever I can get around to it. Let's see, what was that gonna be? Big Fatty, this is going to be an interesting little show because you're worse than Aunt Clara.
On the other hand, you know, now what was that?
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Randy, up there in the penis Slivania, not for long. Moving to the Arizona, eh? But Randy sends a testimonium, say, we have a late so-so question. Have you ever considered opening a global training center in Fat Acres for proper use of the special chaya? Well, first of all, Randy, and I assume Shy Tom is in on this also. First of all, thank you so much for the testimonium. Always loving to hear from you. And it's a good thing you did not send this in during So-So Question Month, because this is an excellent question. And what, just out of curiosity, what makes you think that Big Fatty is not an instructor in the proper use of the special chaya? Y'all, especially for folks that have not experienced a special chaya before, I give them proper instructions and yes, Big Fatty, and you give them the poppers. I give them the poppers as well. So, Randy, the Global Training Center is here in Fat Acres, and it's open 24/7. Yes, Big Fatty, it's like a revolving door around here these days. Well, you know, it's a feast. It's a feast.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes. A squeaky gentleman caller. I know. Y'all. I'll tell you when it fell during the day, but y'all, what time was that? It was probably around lunchtime, I guess. y'all, I was sitting here in the villa and, Big Fatty, y'all, it was my it wasn't my oldest as far as knowing the person that's the muscly gentleman caller who I haven't seen in a long time, but y'all, this is the second longest gentleman caller relationship. He's just recently, within the past year, kind of come back into the picture. He was like, hey, Big Fatty, mind if I stop by? I said, come on. And y'all, he came by, and y'all, unlike what Crooked Hat and that Daniel Biba were alluding to at the opening of today's little show, needless to say, y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. Y'all, there was a wet cleanup on aisle four, and by aisle four, I mean, well, you know what I mean, but, anyway, Big Fatty, I didn't know you were calling your butthole aisle four now. Well, anyway, y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And so anyway, but yeah, y'all, I cannot explain how the feast is just, y'all, it is a horn of plenty, or Big Fatty, more like a horny of plenty. Well, it is a horny of plenty, but y'all, it's just, you know, when you're getting up there in age, like old Gramps out there in Walnut Hills, y'all, you know, Big Fatty, keep them coming. How do you spell that? Anyway, poor Big Fatty. As much as the gentleman callers, almost. y'all, you know, that's that with the 1982 World's Fair music. Y'all, speaking of I did a little did a little what is it called when you have the police go and check on people? It's a courtesy check or a safety check or something like that. Well, y'all, I did a safety check on Ant and Brandon, and y'all, evidently, Carolina cheese and provisions. You know, you go ahead and start making your Independence Day selections from their multitude of offerings. That's Carolina cheese and provisions in Conway, and. Anyway, Alex says that the store was very busy for Mother's Day weekend. Brandon is slowly but surely getting better and better, working in the store a little bit, or going to the store at least a little bit. But y'all, he's overdone it. He's overdone it somehow, y'all. He's gotten a hernia. Oh yes, Big Fatty, hernia. Those laughing hernias. No, that's hyena. Oh, he's got a hyena. No, so that's gonna have to be y'all. And you know, Big Fatty had a hernia also. And y'all, this was back in the late 80s, 88, 89, somewhere in there. And y'all, I wanted was when the doctor did the consultation, I said, "Let me see your hands." And he had nice small hands. Oh, Big Fatty, because you know you don't need Fred Flintstone hands going in to repair a hernia. You know, the more petite the better. But y'all, you can't rush. You cannot rush recovery from a hernia, or you'll get another one. But anyway, y'all, that's the medical minute. I don't think I had any FERPA. No, is it FERPA? Anyway, medical act violations there. Maybe you did, Big Fatty. You're kind of out there today. I am kind of out there today. But anyway, Brandon, Brandon, I'm going to tell you this. This is just between you and me. Nobody else listen to this. The most terrifying part of hernia surgery is, for at least for me, it was the large African-American man. It looked like he played football in college. He walked in and said, "I'm here to shave you." Ready? We don't need to hear it, all that. Enjoy. Let's see. What was I going to say? Oh, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, Veda, y'all, right after I finished recording, Veda sent me a message saying, "Big Fatty, I'm available to record the LFC whenever." I thought he was going to Hatville, so I was expecting either late Sunday or maybe even Monday recording of the LFC. But y'all, it's worth a listen. It's worth a listen. Yes, Big Fatty, it'll do that too. Anyway, Big Fatty, I'm as bad as you today. I know. Y'all, by the way, while I'm off track, y'all heard that they're going to have a new quiz program on the NBC. Y'all, it's going to be Wordle. It's going to be based on Wordle, and it's based on 2 to 3 person teams. And y'all, I think KC and Holly and I should do the Wordle together, or maybe the Laughing Buddha and Josubia and I, or whomever. But you know, we ought to get together, a 2 or 3 person team, and apply. Yes, Big Fatty, why don't you get that going? Well, no, I'm just the idea man. After we recoded the LFC, y'all, I watched the news, and then it was the shucks. exterminates. And watch that. Y'all, then I just turned the TV machine off and just had a quiet evening. I played a little bit of the Candy Crush. And, y'all, I was in bed. I don't know. It was about 8:45, something like that. And, y'all, I got in the bed and... Y'all, it just had not cooled down in the villa. So, y'all, I got up about 9:15 or 9:30. And, y'all, I just had to turn the air conditioning on. Y'all, it was just miserable. And, y'all, within about 5 minutes of the AC coming on, y'all, it was an unbelievable change. In the temperature in the live chamber, but the air conditioning, I swear, ran all night long to get the temperature. You know, overnight I have it go down to 68 degrees, and y'all, to get it down there, I think it ran most of the night. But y'all, it's nice and cool in the villa today, and I've already turned it off because we're supposed to go back in the 50s on Monday evening, and I'll be opening the windows back up later on, and the highs are only going to be in the 70s, so that'll be pleasant. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all slept like a baby, got up on Monday morning, had my breakfast, I had coffee and some fresh baked sourdough rye toast, and read my e-paper, did my puzzles, and y'all, then I was off on the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, and y'all, then I came back, and what did I do then? Big Fatty, y'all, I went to the Sam's Club, and no, I didn't. I went to the Costco, because y'all, they had the good Pete's, Major Dickinson's whole bean coffee, 2-pound bags on sale for like $15 for 2 pounds. I thought, you know, that is entirely too much, but y'all, it was on sale. So y'all, I spent $80, you know, the limit five. So I got my five, and what else did I get there? I got, they had a new solid. It was some sort of Asian cashew solid kit, and there was something else. Oh, I got some cone on the cob to go with that as well, and there may have been something else, but I don't remember what it was. But anyway, y'all came home. Put away my provisions. Y'all had me one of those solid kits with some chicken nuggets on it and cook those. And y'all, I've caught up on the on the 1% club. Now, y'all, I'm about three episodes behind on the linoleum, but y'all, so far, oh, and the gentleman caller too. Big Fatty, that's been my day. Oh, Dick, I say, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely too. I say, choosy. Y'all, I had a little bit of sad news I got from that Gary Bearden out there at Rainbow Pines out there in the Oregon. Y'all, he said that he saw on the social media that Ed Candelabra, formerly of It's All About Meh, that Ed's father had passed away. So, y'all, keep Ed in your thoughts, and if you see him online or whatever, you know, just offer him your condolences. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix, and gentlemen, what do you think Big Fatty's gentleman caller did not say?
Is he tight at this point?
Big Fatty hasn't been tight for years.
I mean, come on.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty, your gentleman caller was just as happy as a lark.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.